Now, back to the Bob Morning Show, brought to you by DJ's Home Services. Total Country Bob FM.
Come on in, Bessie. There's the cowbell for you, Bob FM. It's the Bob Almanac, brought to you by Authority Fence. Keep your kids safe, your yard private, your pets secure with Authority Fence. Over 60 years of combined experience. Family-owned Authority Fence uses only premium-grade vinyl chain link and aluminum maintenance-free fence products back to the lifetime warranty. Enjoy safety, security, and privacy with Authority Fence. Go to authorityfence.com. Click on their free fence estimator tab to get the ball rolling, or give the office a call now. 320-558-4488. Authority Fence, Minnesota's maintenance-free fence specialist and a proud Minnesota licensed contractor since 1994. Today is Wednesday, April 24th, 115th day of the year. This day, Russia declared war on the Ottomans. The Ottoman Empire. They had no problem with the barca loungers, Neil.
But the Ottomans?
The Ottomans they had a big problem with. They were somewhat irritated with the coffee tables and the footstools. He could go on forever with this, right?
Yes.
So the Ottoman Empire. In fact, isn't that the name of, on the TV show, it's Goldbergs, that flashback show. It was like in the 80s. You know what I'm talking about,
right?
Goldbergs.
Yes.
Hilarious. Anybody who grew up in the 80s, is this great. Patton Oswalt was the narrator. It was hilarious. But I think their family owned a furniture store, and I think it was called the Ottoman Empire. The Ottoman Empire was the name of their furniture store.
That's classic.
Which was absolutely genius. Let's move on to 1888 this date. And by the way, that was 1877, 11 years later.
Good morning, yesterday.
Paul Anka for Kodak.
You wake up.
Let's just sit back and enjoy a little Paul Anka here. It was a surprise, really.
And suddenly it's hard to find the memories you left behind. Remember? Do you remember the times of your life?
Kodak film for the times of your life.
I had forgotten.
Kodak Singers with Paul Anka.
I had forgotten that they used that song.
I did too.
For that, maybe that's why that song is just so much implanted in my brain, is because it was part of Kodak's marketing.
Yes.
And they used it for their theme for much of the 1970s. But Eastman Kodak Company was formed on this date. They did a nice job. They brought great things to life. Unlike GE, they did too. But they put things on paper. That Kodak, and if you were printing photos, if you didn't use Kodak paper, you were a fool. Absolute fool.
You were not in the game.
Yes. 1961, U.S. President Kennedy, John F. Kennedy, accepted sole responsibility following the Bay of Pigs invasion of Cuba. How nice is that to have a president? I think Jimmy Carter did the same thing. How nice is it to have a president that accepts sole responsibility, admits when he was wrong? I don't think they do it anymore because they're just afraid. Well, I can't admit I'm wrong. It's going to hurt my ability to get elected again.
Right.
And then they'll just use it against me. But, an instance when the country needs somebody to blame something on, I think you're a pretty big man, woman, whoever. You can come out and say, that was my fault.
Stand up and take it. Yeah.
The Afghanistan thing, the pullout of Afghanistan. I think there's things that Trump probably didn't admit to. That he could have said it was his responsibility. I just don't think I don't think politicians do that enough. Now it's always somebody else's fault, right? Not to go into too much commentary here, but that just came to mind when I read this here, this date in history. Sole responsibility, Bay of Pigs invasion was a mistake. He came out and said it, and it was kind of a pulled punches kind of thing, and it was probably doomed to fail at the very beginning. Let's move on to 1969.
Big mystery surrounding one of her most famous subjects, Beatle Paul McCartney. A rumor that he is dead has been stoutly denied by several people, including Paul.
Yeah, Paul McCartney.
Well, that's good.
If you show up at the party and everybody's saying you're dead, you're probably not dead. Mm-hmm. They had all these theories that it was a stand-in, somebody that looked and sounded like Paul. It was just crazy.
It was running rampant.
It was. But
I remember.
This was the date that Paul McCartney said there was no truth to rumors that he is dead. And he's still with us today.
Right.
We're glad that he's not dead.
He's still not dead.
No, he still is not dead. Let's remember Bud Abbott.
Yes, now, on the St. Louis team, we have who's on first, what's on second, I don't know who's on third.
That's what I want to find out. I want you to tell me the names of the fellas on the St. Louis team.
I'm telling you, who's on first, what's on second, I don't know who's on third.
Do you know the fellas' names?
Yes.
Well, then who's playing first?
Yes.
I mean the fellow's name on first base.
Who?
The fellow playing first base for St. Louis.
Who?
The guy on first base.
Who is on first?
What are you asking me for?
I'm not asking you. I'm telling you. Who is on?
What a bit. It will go down.
One of the greats.
That bit better be on Voyager or whatever, V'ger, that's traveling the cosmos that will eventually probably make contact with some alien race, right? That better be on it, because they put a lot of things relating to Earth on there in various languages and formats and whatnot. That better be on there.
It certainly should.
Because how could you not be our friends? I would imagine that there's an alien race that wants to annihilate us or take us over, subjugate us. But if they were to see who's on first, that would change their plans.
That would
change
melt.
Their mind completely. It would melt them. It would.
It really would.
It would.
They'd want to become one of us.
That was the mistake they made in Independence Day.
Yeah.
When they came and they're going to blow us up. So that was this date, 74. Bud Abbott passed away. Him and Lou Costello. They didn't get along. They didn't really like each other, especially at the end, right, Neil? You know that story.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But they were comedic gold.
1986.
A legendary figure about to encounter a world more treacherous than any he has ever known.
Crocodile Dundee premiered this date. Love this movie.
Do too.
Dick Dundee from Australia. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Just came down for a couple of days. Probably see you around.
Fine.
And of course, his whole "that's not a knife, this is a knife" is just
Mick
priceless.
Dundee.
So Mick Dundee, Crocodile Dundee, became the highest grossing film of 1986 in the U.S.
You couldn't help but like him.
No, you could not.
Just awesome.
No, and Linda Kozlowski was pretty good in it, too.
Yeah, she did nice work.
1994 in the news.
Some say Dennis got his highest score last week. And never mind the game. Look who's sitting courtside. It's Madonna. And she's got Dennis Rodman's number all over her.
Yeah, Madonna and Dennis Rodman. This was the date they were introduced. Madonna visited the San Antonio Spurs locker room to congratulate David Robinson on a 71-point performance in the playoffs. But you know, that's just a cover story. Madonna had heard a rumor about NBA guys in their locker room.
Ooh.
You know what that rumor is, Neil?
They're tall.
Their lockers are very messy.
Ah, okay.
That was the rumor. Madonna was intrigued. She was. And then she ran into this guy with the funny hair. And they ended up dating. They didn't get married, did they?
I don't think so.
He got married to that model.
Carmen Electra,
indeed.
Right.
And I believe Rodman would love to marry Kim Jong-un if it was socially acceptable.
There is a bromance there.
There is. So that was his date back in 94.
Wesley Snipes gets 3 years behind bars. He was sentenced Thursday on misdemeanor tax charges.
But this is a man of integrity.
Snipes' lawyers offered dozens of letters from family and friends attesting to his good character and asking for leniency.
Oh, what I did is I just answered the question straight up and down.
Judge Joe Brown was one of the witnesses, as Wesley said. He's an upstanding young man who didn't pay his taxes.
Right.
He was sentenced to 3 years in prison. That was commuted to just, they basically then sends, okay, you know, it's the same thing as 3 years in prison. Just watch Blade Trinity once. It's about the same thing. That was awful.
That'll learn you.
As good as the first Blade was, Blade Trinity was brutal.
Okay.
And that should be, anybody who is sentenced, that's equal to 3 years in prison in my book.
Boy, that is a bad movie.
Which is kind of funny because Blade Trinity probably didn't pay taxes on the money he was paid to film that movie.
Well, there.
Hey, let's sit back and enjoy some more good music today.
Mrs. Jones.
8 years ago, Billy Paul passed away at the age of 81. Here's his big
song.
Hit single from 1972.
You know,
me and Mrs. Jones.
I was about to turn 14 years old, and I was in love with Mrs. Jones. Didn't even know what she looked like.
Didn't the one guys also sing about Mr. Jones? Mr. Jones and me. What band was that? The guy with the kind of the dreadlocks. The guy, he dated Jennifer Aniston.
Oh.
Mr. Jones and me. All right, let's move on to birthdays now.
It's time for her shot. You understand? Do something. All she has to do is hold out until 10, and it's past 10. She's in pain. My daughter's in pain. Give her the shot. You understand?
You're going to behave.
Give my daughter the shot.
I'm pretty sure that's what the Giants used to say, the manager of the San Francisco Giants. Give him the shot. We need home runs tonight when it comes to Barry Bonds. Give him the shot. There you go. An Academy Award winning performance from Shirley MacLaine.
Yeah.
In Terms of Endearment.
Oh, she's got to be getting up there.
Well, she's 90 today, Neil.
90.
The big 90 here today. 82 today for...
You gotta be mine. We're taking away.
Babs.
She can sing.
It's gotta be mine.
It's Barbara Streisand's 82nd birthday.
Very nice.
Actress, singer. Here's that song she did with Barry Gibb.
Yes. That's good.
Woman in Love and What Kind of Fool was another song off of that album. And it was, do we have time to allow Barry Gibb to join the party here?
I think it'd be rude if we didn't.
So Barbra Streisand, 82 today. Evergreen, Star is Born, Funny Girl, Meet the Fockers. She was one of the parents in the Fockers.
That's right.
She was one of Gaylord Focker.
Right.
I think his mom, I think. How about that Yentl? You like Yentl?
No.
How about lentils? Do you like lentils?
Better.
Lentil bean soup?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, here on the Bob Almanac, Barry Gibb.
Oh, say, darling, my family are.
That's how the... So it's either that or Peter Griffin. I can't remember which one. That Barbra Streisand, 82.
Lay your head down on my shoulder. I won't let the night get colder.
81 today for Richard Sturban. It's nice of them to give him the intro here and the kind of the highlight here. His voice is so big in so many of the other songs.
Until you wake in the morning.
And the rest of the boys jump in. They're on their farewell tour. Dwayne Allen's been having some voice issues, and Joe Bonsall's having his issues. I think
he's
out of the band now. He's not touring because of some of his physical ailments.
His right leg is shot.
But Richard Sturban of the Oak Ridge Boys, who could forget the great bass singer, 81.
Our love is like a ship on the
of course, an often guest here. Whenever we talk Oak Ridge Boys, he's the guest. He's the guy that comes on. Right, Neil?
Yes, he is. He's been with us several times.
Ann Kelly from the Hughes Corporation. Neil, where did you get the notion?
I got it at Walmart. Weird.
I love this song as a kid. Ann Kelly, she's the gal in the trio of Hughes Corporation. It's kind of funny. She today is 77. St. Clair Lee, who's one of the guys singing there, he was born on the same date as her. But 3 years earlier, 1944, we lost him in 2011, Neil.
Oh.
Just an FYI right there.
Tell me every day, by day, by day.
We do have a country singer. We already had Sturban. We got another one coming up. That's a lot of pop birthdays today. Rob Hyman from the Hooters, Neil. The Hooters. Not the restaurant, but the band.
I was going to say.
The Hooters.
He doesn't sound like he worked at Hooters.
No, he's not wearing the shirt.
Yeah.
He's 74.
When you close your eyes, do you dream about me?
One of the lead singers from Night Ranger. He didn't sing lead on Sister Christian, but he did sing lead on this one, and also You Can Still Rock in America.
Good rock and roll there.
When you close your eyes, that's Jack Blades. Nice. 70.
Can I ask you something?
Sure thing. Shoot, Timmy.
Danny.
When
you were my age, did you ever have trouble deciding what you wanted to do with your life?
No, I never had that problem, really. Why?
Forget it. I didn't think you'd understand.
You take drugs, Danny?
Every day.
Good.
Danny Noonan. Michael O'Keefe. Noonan.
Every day. Good.
You know, he was in other things, too. He was Fred on Roseanne. I think he was Jackie's boyfriend on Roseanne. He's 60. You never watched Roseanne's Blue Collar show?
Didn't like it.
Blue Collar. You didn't like Roseanne. Did she rub you the wrong way?
Yeah.
That's a shame. Yeah. But John Goodman, you could have watched it for
that. I do like John. Yes, yeah, he's exactly. Funny guy.
Happy birthday, Michael O'Keefe, Danny Noonan from Caddyshack. Wow, he's 69.
Well, that was cute. Petty Officer Ryback.
Ensign Taylor.
Sir.
You don't have to sir me, Ensign Taylor. We're casual down here in the galley, you know?
I'd watch it, Ryback. We still have a week together.
I guess that means I won't get to see you go through puberty.
he was one of the crew on the Big Mo, USS Missouri, in Under Siege, Glenn Morshower. If there is a military or police officer to be played in a movie, he's got to be at the top of the list. He's been in so many things, and he's on our list today. He's 65.
I did what I did for the good of the realm. The realm. Do you know what the realm is?
No.
It's the thousand blades of Aegon's enemies. A story we agree to tell each other over and over till we forget that it's a lie.
That's for all of my fellow Game of Thrones fans. He played Baelish, Aidan Gillen, and he's talking there to the town eunuch, Neil.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And every town should have one of those.
I was going to say, can I apply?
Didn't Mayberry have one of those?
It was Otis.
That's, he was the drunk. Oh, he had both. Wow, I didn't realize he was able to multitask like that. Maybe that's what happened. He drank so much that it was a very bad incident. He was cutting cheese.
Right.
So that's Aidan Gillen. Happy birthday today at 58.
And just expect me to forgive.
Told you we'd have more country. This is Rebecca Lynn Howard. Not a lot of hits. This is her biggest.
That's a good one.
And by the way, Aidan Gillen is only 56.
Okay.
I miscalculated. Right. Baelish.
What's Rebecca Lynn Howard? How old is she?
45. Nice. And also happy birthday to...
No! Kelly Clarkson! No, Kelly Clarkson!
Kelly Clarkson. Still, you know, you got your Carrie Underwood, and I think those are the two most popular American Idol winners.
Yeah.
At least the ones that have won it as far as maybe the most success that they've had moving on. I know Jennifer Hudson, J-Hud, has got her own show, but Kelly Clarkson
today. She was early winner.
She was the first one.
Oh, first.
First one. Okay. She's 42.
All right. Gone, but not forgotten today. It's a little bit of a quieter list today, so we'll zing through them here. The guy who gave us the Old Farmer's Almanac, we do need to mention Robert Bailey Thomas. Whoop.
Forgot to do that earlier.
Oh, that's right. But anybody, should you have three first names? Robert Bailey Thomas. The Old Farmer's Almanac was born on this day, and the year was 1766. Comedian Jack Leonard.
I want to thank you for that rousing reception. I'll say I'm very happy to be here with my very good friend Frank Sinatra, who was popular many years ago. He certainly has a fine voice. It's too bad he lost his throat about 20 years ago, but it's not a bad thing. I'm only kidding you, Frank. You know how I feel about you, and I'll guarantee you'll be there before me.
Jack E. Leonard. I think there was an E. I think he had like an E middle initial, if I'm not mistaken. They may have, your staff may have left that out.
We did. Yeah, they did. And I know there was a Jack E. Leonard. Yes, 1910. She was married to Charles, don't call him Chuck Bronson, and was a fine actress in her own right. They worked together on some films.
Yeah.
Jill Ireland.
Here they are.
Will you marry me?
Are you serious?
Yes, I'm serious.
You're not sick?
Might be after I see the check, but I feel fine now. Easy, easy. This stuff costs $3 a drop. That was a $9 kiss.
A $9 kiss. she was many years his junior.
Yes. And a fetching lady. And
you know how many movies they worked together in? 16.
Oh, wow.
She was also married to David McCollum, by the way.
Oh, Ilya Kiryakin?
Yes, exactly.
Wow, very nice. Yes. All right, Jill Ireland there. She was born on this day in 1936, and they're all gone.
Gone.
But not forgotten.
I should remind you that the Almanac has been a presentation of authority fence. So keep that in mind.
Yeah, support those folks.
Also keep in mind that I'll be live at the Buffalo American Legion.
Mm-hmm.
That is today. They open the doors at 11. Buffalo Legion come out. How close are we to announcing that second location? Is it on hold? Are they getting buyer's remorse after hearing some of my comments this morning on the Bob Almanac? What's going on with that?
Hey, run away!
Yes, run away.
No, okay. It's no secret. We just don't know. I guess still it is a secret, but right. I just don't know.
I like this. I like building the suspense because people are asking me. People are really interested. Right. The talk on the town, the whole thing.
It's they're going through a bit of a remodel in their bar, restaurant, at and this patio location. Area.
Yes.
So we don't have the exact start. It's going to be sometime mid to late May.
Okay. All
right. And it is going to be. Well, we'll tell you about it very soon.
Yeah, let's just hold off on it because I like the suspense. In fact, it's the number two talking point after the Timberwolves right now in the Twin Cities metro area. Would you like to start a Bob-a-thon with Alabama, the closer you get,
mm-hmm.
Waylon America, mm-hmm. or Mindy McCready? Guys do it all the time.
Right. We better go Waylon.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDDG, Albany, KDDG, HD1, Albany, St.